Now it's time for another pop-up story here on Current State. This one comes from our last event at Valley Court Park East Lansing, where the theme was The Call of the Wild. Storyteller Josh Lown shared a story about a time he went on a trip to the UP that turned out better than expected.
Last summer, I went camping in the UP with a handful of emotionally dysregulated foster children, and it was really awesome. See, I work at a youth residential facility in Lansing, where we house children roughly of the ages of 6 to 17 who have been in and out of the foster care system with the hopes that we can help normalize their life a little bit more, regulate them, and make them feel, while they're with us, a little less institutionalized, and wherever they go next is going to be the best place for them. So part of that is finding activities and things to do that will ultimately help them and make them feel like they're not part of an institution, but more part of a family. Part of that is going camping in the summertime. And so what we've been trying to do recently is try to do things that will be thinking outside of the box, something that we wouldn't normally do. So last year, thinking about that, we all decided, why not take the 5-hour trek north to the UP? Because at that time, none of the kids that we knew had ever been beyond the probably 2 hours from Lansing, let alone across the bridge, let alone camping in a tent in the woods where it was quiet and there wasn't any city for the next hour or so. We also wanted to, since we were there, we went to Taquamenon, and we camped at Taquamenon in Falls State Park. And while we were there, we thought, what better thing to do than to see the falls? And what better way to see the falls than to hike between the lower falls and the upper falls? Now, I'm not sure any of you have been there or have done this, but that's a 4-mile hike in the woods. I'm not sure if any of you, if you have been there, that is 4 miles of bushwhacking and hills and tree stumps and rocks, and not necessarily conducive to a bunch of teenagers and young kids who have never actually been out into the woods before, let alone staff who have had the same situation. But we did it anyway, despite any kind of real logic that would say to the other direction. But it was great because you had these great, huge, old-growth trees on one side. You had this huge, rapidly moving river on the other, and the kids enjoyed it. They loved it. We had one child who he had a hard time not only regulating his emotions, but really feeling where his body was at all times. And he was dragging his feet on any like flat surface he could find a way to trip. Now think about that, where you have tree roots and rocks and hills and stuff. Needless to say, he tripped multiple times, and since he had a hard time figuring out the words to say, his reaction was to trip, fall, find the most vulgar word he could yell out, give whatever the problem was a middle finger, and stand back up. So we let him. Every time, it made him feel better. It's what he needed. He stood up. We gave him a big hug, and we said, hey, are you doing all right? He said, yes. And we just kept on walking. One of the biggest surprises that we had was our oldest kid at the time, without anybody saying so or without anybody prompting him, decided he wanted to be the leader. He wanted to take the lead. I gave him my backpack, which was full of all of our supplies. I gave him my hat, which was a big rimmed hat that looked like something an outdoorsman would wear, and he wanted it, and he was in the lead. And one of the greatest things to see was when it was getting hot and the kids were getting tired of walking, he was the first person to come back and say, hey guys, we can do this. We only have a few more miles. It's going to be great. You can do it. Without anybody telling him that that's what he should do. And what's great about that is we'd never seen the possibility for that from him at any point in time until that moment. But we made it. We made it the entire 4 miles through trips and falls and scrapes and a little bit of whining, but a lot of bit of fun. And we get to this huge upper falls, which are wonderful to see, this massive amount of water falling. And the kids are all in awe, and there's this huge collective sigh of relief that we have done it, and this feeling of accomplishment when we've all done the shared goal. And we all had a great time. The kids stayed in the tents the whole time, and we played in the forest, and it's something we still talk about to this day, and something that it had every reason to fail because we weren't near a hospital and we were far away from home and there were a bunch of kids who'd never been that far away, but we all found a way to make it work. And we all worked together, not only the staff, but the kids and the staff, and all of us found a way to make it work. And one of the things I think about is, you know, it's cliche to say, but everyone says, you know, never judge a book by its cover alone, right? And I think about that a lot now. If you give kids the opportunity, no matter what their nefarious background may be, you give them the opportunity to surprise you, and they will every time. Thank you.
And Current State's next Pop-Up Stories event is a week from today, August 31st, 6 p.m., Red Cedar Spirits in East Lansing. The theme, The Heat Is On. Now, there is limited space at this venue, so be sure to reserve a spot. You can find the link to reserve your spot on our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories, The Heat Is On. We have room for more storytellers. So if you've got your own story about The Heat Is On, email us. currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Pop-Up Stories in the subject line. We hope to see you there.